DW.
About 100 energized pro-pipeline supporters are chanting on Parliament Hill in Ottawa. They're here for a second day of protests after driving 4,000 kilometres cross-country from Canada's oil patch in Alberta, home of the controversial oil sands, or tar sands as they are otherwise known. The protesters are part of the United We Roll campaign, which is aiming to raise awareness about the plight of oil and gas workers. Bitter cold and minus 20 degree temperatures aren't curbing their enthusiasm.
Build that pipe!
They came in a convoy of trucks, from pickups to 18-wheelers, now parked on the boulevard in front of Parliament and effectively shutting down central Ottawa.
Yeah!
They've come to give Justin Trudeau, Canada's Prime Minister, a message.
Build that pipe! Build that pipe!
Canada has the world's third biggest known oil reserves, 99% of which are in Alberta. The Western Province is the heart of Canada's oil and gas industry. Canada is the top exporter of crude oil to America. It's sold at a heavy discount because the producers haven't yet succeeded in accessing global markets, and the U.S. is their only customer. This is why building pipelines to the coastal waters of the neighboring province, British Columbia, is critical, so they can access lucrative markets like Asia.
We are Canadian, and we're respectful, and we're peaceful. And we're going to carry on and make our government hear what we're saying.
While Prime Minister Trudeau rejected one pipeline, the Northern Gateway, he has approved another, the Trans Mountain, which he controversially purchased on behalf of Canadians. But the question is, will it ever get built? Last summer, a court ruled that regulators failed to adequately consult with Indigenous people and didn't properly consider the impact on the already endangered killer whale population in the Pacific Ocean. Opponents of the pipelines have described the oil as dirty. Open pit mines and toxic tailing ponds blight the landscape. Thousands of birds have died due to their exposure to these ponds. It's believed Canada will struggle to meet its climate targets laid out in the Paris Agreement due to oil sands production. It alone accounts for 10% of Canada's greenhouse gas emissions, or 0.1% of global emissions.
I've had enough. Have you guys had enough? We have been driving across this country, uniting everybody as we go.
For these workers, the oil patch means jobs.
When I got laid off, I don't know what kind of stress you've ever experienced, but if anybody here who has family, when you get laid off in November and Christmas is coming and you can't buy your kids a Christmas present, and it starts to become very emotional at that point.
The workers believe they make a valuable contribution to Canada, as one worker in blue overalls and a hard hat told me.
Helping everybody out, but also keeping everyone's houses warm and all their buses running.
Many who work in Alberta's oil patch, like Glenn Carrot, feel they give more than they get back from the rest of the country.
We paid $220 billion in the last 15 years in equalization payments, and that's a majority of that has come from the oil and gas industry right out of Alberta. And, you know, and that's good for our country, and we have to keep that going.
That means money that wouldn't be otherwise available for roads, schools, and hospitals in other parts of the country. And they seem to have support among Ottawa's downtown residents.
There has to be something to promote alternate uses of power. But at the same time, this is very important to the country.
I'm for the pipeline, and I think that the Canadian economy needs it. For now, we still need fuel. We still need to transport fuel. At this point right now, I think it's the safest bet is to have the pipeline.
Katie Ray Perfitt, a climate activist with 350.org, was among the few counter-protesters on the Hill the first day. She said that while some of the exchanges were heated, there were opportunities for dialogue.
Like, I understand where that comes from, of feeling fear about how you're going to put food on your family's table.
But, she said, pipelines weren't the answer. But perhaps a Green New Deal could be, championed by U.S. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Of course, this is an American idea, so Canada would have to come up with its own and find the political will to pass such a revolutionary piece of legislation.
What the Green New Deal is about transitioning to 100% renewable energy, but in a way that ensures that no worker is left behind. And so a huge pillar of that is a federal job guarantee that ensures that every single worker, that you are guaranteed a job in the next economy.
Build that pipe! Build that pipe!
Meanwhile, these gas and oil workers will continue fighting for their place in Canada's future economy. Shan Griffiths, DW, Ottawa.
DW.